please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, the Australian Tourist Commission has asked us to come up with a song that we could perform overseas, a song to help bring the tourists back to Australia. That's right, so we focused on the wonderful wildlife and the fabulous fauna that Australia has to offer. Red-backed funnel web, blue-ringed octopus, taipan, tiger snake, adderbox, jellyfish, stonefish, and the poison thing that lives in a shell that's spicy when you pick it up. Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed. Your life's constantly under threat. Have you been bitten yet? You've only got 3 minutes left before a massive coronary breakdown. Red-backed funnel web, blue-ringed octopus, taipan, tiger snake, adderbox, jellyfish, big shark, just waiting for you to go swimming at Bondi Beach. Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed. Your blood is bound to be spilled. With fear, your pants will be filled. You might accidentally get killed.
In honor of our guest this hour, all the way from Australia, she made it out alive. We don't know how. Leanna Werner Gray, the Earth Diet. She's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, thank you, Robert Scott Bell. So good to be back here. I made it back from Australia alive, which is surprising because I saw so many massive spiders.
Yes.
Like humongous.
I know. It's scary down under. But again, it's a penal colony. You escaped and you're here. And we've got some Earth Diet stuff happening in the first hour. We've got Ty Bollinger, of course, outside the box a little later. Super Don, you with me? You survived the Australia song. Come to Australia, be a tourist.
I did.
Get killed.
I did. The shark did not get me. But yeah, you know, interesting. There's a lot. I didn't know a lot of those things about Australia.
Yeah,
I had no idea they had that many dangerous things of wildlife. But you know what? Australia is very interesting. Mm-hmm. There's some things. I'll bet you. In fact, we ought to even test Leanna here.
Okay.
Did you know that the longest fence in the world is in Australia?
Is that the rabbit-proof fence?
It's 5,530 kilometers. Now I can't tell you how long that is in feet or something, you know. But yeah, they have the longest fence in the world. That's an honor, I think, isn't it?
Is there a name? Is it the rabbit-proof fence, or what do they call it?
I don't even have a name for it. But
see,
but I'm not from Australia. Come on, give me a break here.
She called you out.
But they are. Listen, you know that song that we played at the beginning there, pretty funny. They actually are the home to 10 of the world's 15 most poisonous snakes.
I mean, that's crazy. I didn't know about that until I was in the States, and everyone was, when I met them, would say, "Did you know about Australia and all of those deadly animals?" I'm like, "No, actually, I didn't quite know about that."
Well, you know, the thing is about Australia, it may be dangerous, but it's an adventure when you go there. I've been there, and the people are great. Although there's some stuff we got to talk about down under as far as exemptions from vaccines. We'll get to that with Leanna, being a native Aussie. Although she's hanging out with us, and she gets to say, "Ooh, Robert,
Robert."
I was just waiting for that long time.
We love that.
Yeah.
We do love that. We were just on her show, Super Dawn. Do they call it the Leanna Werner Gray Show, the Earth Diet Show? What do they call it?
It's called the Earth Diet Show with Leanna on Hay House Radio.
Oh, it's a long name. Oh, nice. You think my three names are long. But it was great. We had a fun time, a lot of callers. By the way, if you're listening to us because you just heard us on Leanna's show, and it's every Wednesday, I believe, 6 to 7 Eastern time, so right before this show, And I think you might even be back in studio next week. But we have welcoming you if you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And you could be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Leanne this hour doing some Earth Diet stuff. And we're looking forward to that. And you know, speaking of the things that we were discussing on your show, you have these 12 strategies. You call them universal strategies, but are they 12 universal strategies to pick up a hot date? I mean, what were the 12 strategies about?
Well, it certainly could help that if someone's healthy, right?
Yes, of course.
Pick up hotter dates. The healthier you are, the hotter you also are, right?
A good motivation there.
So we talked about 12 universal healing strategies. So healing because I had to transform my health and had to really heal, and so did Robert Scott Bell. So we healed multiple health issues from myself, chronic fatigue. I was on the verge of leukemia. I had a tumor the size of a golf ball in my lymphatic system, and I was extremely bedridden and also had glandular fever. And then Robert Scott Bell had a lot of health issues as well. So we talked about the 12 universal healing strategies, and they're universal because they work for everyone, because it's all about boosting the immune system.
Yeah, well, it's functional. It's supporting the function. It's detoxifying. I don't think we disagreed on one thing.
No.
I mean, this doesn't make for a good radio. You got to fight or dig it. No, we don't. I mean, the vitamin L's flowing, and we have a good time together. So let's roll through some of these 12, if you don't mind, for our listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 12 universal healing strategies, and we'll see if you have more. You threw in a baker's dozen. I remember what you did.
I did. I put a bonus one in. So the first one is juicing. So juice daily for cellular nutrition, and that's to get an injection into your cells of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients.
Juicing. So everybody, not like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory where they had to juice the woman that turned into a plum. Do you remember the original one? This was before your time.
No, I do remember the original.
Yeah?
I did watch it.
That was a blueberry, not a plum.
A blueberry. Oh, see, you know, I don't know these things. But yes, we love blueberries here, but we don't want you to turn into a blueberry. But juicing, yes, very good strategy. Even if it's a little bit, one of the things we said, if you don't juice all of the time, even a juice once in a while is better than no juice at all, making it organic, which was another one of the 12, I think.
Yeah, exactly. We did talk about that every little thing counts and does make a difference. So every time you have a juice, it makes a huge difference. Every time you have something raw, like an avocado or an apple, makes a very big difference. So number two was go organic. So as organic as possible, and then you'll just consume less chemicals, because chemicals do weaken the immune system. So we want to strengthen the immune system when we're healing. And so organic foods have less chemicals.
Yeah. And this is kind of confusing too for Germans, because they come over and we think we're talking organic chemistry. What's wrong with that? But the organic chemistry is different than organic food. You know, you can make things out of petroleum, for instance. These are petrochemicals. And, of course, our body is made up of chemicals, but not synthetic to the body, not foreign to the body. The body knows what to do with it. So you throw in those synthetic toxins, the body is hampered at the very least. But it really destroys your enzymes, your endocrine hormones, functions, and all of that. It ages you because it utilizes the trace elements that are necessary, like from juicing or other organic foods, to counteract the inflammatory cascades that are associated with the toxic poison chemicals.
Well said, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, I love getting approval from Liana.
Okay, so number three was drink bentonite clay. Or take the capsules.
It doesn't taste so good, though.
I mean, I actually like the taste
of
it.
You do?
It just tastes
like subtle
dirt or subtle earth.
Yes. Yeah, but then again, what am I to say? I drink mud tea every day, so I can't be complaining about taste.
Oh, wow, mud tea. I've got to try that one.
Well, it's actually yerba mate from South America, but people say it tastes like mud. But yes, the bentonite clay adsorbs, if you will. It pulls toxins out, which it helps facilitate the cleansing that we all need to go through.
Yes, absorbs heavy metals, toxins, parasites, worms. So when I was really, really sick, Robert, I don't know if I've told you this before, but I had a live blood test done.
Uh-oh.
And I saw my blood on the screen when they blew it up, and it was disgusting what I saw.
Is it in you?
I saw little tiny, like, worm-looking things in my blood.
Lovely.
Like, they had, like, invaded my blood.
No, get out of Liana. That's not nice.
Well, they're out now, but those were the parasites that were in my body, and so weakened my immune system, and I had so many health issues at that time. So bentonite clay, what it does when we drink it, it basically locks in those parasites into their antibodies, and then when the clay leaves the body, so do the parasites.
Excellent. Well, roll on.
Okay, number four is take a healing bath. So you could do a salt bath or an Epsom salts bath. You could do a clay bath. You could also get really creative and put green tea in the bath or chamomile or even coffee. You could have a coffee bath if you want to stimulate.
Yeah, do you like the Redmond salt that we get from Utah?
Yes.
Yeah, you put that in there.
Huge fan of Redmond because it's local. Mm-hmm. It's from Utah, and I've met the family that
own it.
Very nice family, very down to earth, and they're all about this healing as well.
Excellent. After the bath.
Okay, number five is drink fresh greens. So fresh greens is a product that I use. It's my travel companion, and I just mix a teaspoon of this greens powder into a cup of water every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great, especially if people can't make the fresh juice every single day, and it just gives all those raw nutrients that we need. And
right.
It alkalizes us. So the more alkaline we are, the better we can heal.
Yeah, excellent. Now, talking about other aspects of health and healing, we only have a few minutes in this segment. We'll probably need to race through the last of them here.
Okay, cool. So number six is coaching. So hire yourself a health coach. So it's very important that you get a one-on-one attention and you get that support that you need. So you can go to theearthdiet.com and check out all the health coaches and pick which one resonates with you. Number seven is eat raw chocolate. So raw chocolate was a big part of my healing. And number eight is have anti-inflammatory foods. Drink ginger tea every single evening before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine is be more alkaline than acidic.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can look at different foods to eat that are more alkaline versus acidic. Number 10 is get Robert Scott Bell's book, The Power to Heal is Yours, and read through that.
Unlock the power to heal. Thank you. You're so lovely.
You have to unlock that power, and then once you have it, you can tap into your intuition and heal. Okay, number 11 is relax and laugh and rest. So really enjoy your life. Put yourself a priority. Every time you're laughing, milk it and just think, this is really good for me. I'm laughing because it strengthens the immune system right away.
What did I do today, Super Don? I sneezed and fell out of my chair. You were laughing at me.
You nearly sneezed yourself out of the chair.
I was cleaning the office because Liana was coming. It was dust everywhere. Oh, no.
Well, it looks lovely. Okay, number 12 is get the Earth Diet book. It's full of 100 nutrient-rich plant-based recipes, and you have those recipes for the rest of your life, and just get nutrition in every single day.
And my baker's dozen would be to go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook from our good buddy Paul Bertero about the Echo Water, hydrogen-enriched water to float the toxins out. Convert the hydroxyl radicals in your cell with hydrogen into water and send them right on out. So what do y'all think of Liana Warner Gray? Kids? They approve. All right, we'll be back. A new study on cancer and genetics. Angelina Jolie is not going to be happy. We'll be right back.
Part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's juice.
Juice?
Would you roll the young lady down to the juicing room at once, please?
What for?
For squeezing. She has to be squeezed immediately before she explodes.
Explodes?
It's a fairly simple operation.
Do you think they were talking about juicing in the way Liana Werner Gray talked about juicing in Willy Wonka? Probably not.
Probably not.
Not the same. Liana Werner Gray is here with me. The Earth Diet, TheEarthDiet.com will get you there. .org will get you there. They've got it all, right?
Yep. just Google the Earth Diet.
Google the Earth Diet and then give her a squeeze, right? A little juice. So, listen, this story is rather interesting. And again, you've had, you know, the cancer tumor scare in your young life. And Angelina Jolie, I don't hold her up as a good example for women. I know that it's politically incorrect for someone to say that, but I don't believe removing your body parts prophylactically because a doctor says you may have a gene mutation that precipitates you or indicates you may have cancer later is a good strategy, because your breasts don't cause cancer any more than your ovaries cause cancer. And in fact, if you remove those organs prior to any cancer, it doesn't mean you're not going to get cancer because it wasn't the organs that caused it. And now we find a study that really, Angelina Jolie, I wish she would have known about it sooner. Not that I know if she would listen to it. But this whole idea of carrying a gene mutation manifesting definitely as cancer, they're now acknowledging that these gene mutations are different in each person. They can have the same mutation, but it doesn't mean you're going to have cancer. In other words, epigenetics, like we've been saying for years here, is what matters. The gene expression associated with the environment it's exposed to or in. And the, you know, what you did, Liana, in your young life to change your diet changed how your genes were manifesting, expressing. Amazing.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say to Angelina? No, you don't have to talk to her if you don't want to.
Well, I was given the choice to have surgery, so I could have removed the tumor from my throat.
Right.
But I knew that if I didn't address the root cause, that I would have just been removing that lump and not addressing the emotional, the mental, and also the physical. And I believe that, you know, it would have come back, or I would have had to deal with it in some kind of other way. So I'm not a huge fan of just cutting things right out of the body, but I am a huge proponent for people trusting their own intuition and doing what's right for them. And that's something that Angelina Jolie says also is, you know, do what's right for you. But I do believe in transformation and healing.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And listen, we never say there's no place for medicine or doctors. That's not the point. But listen, to cut things out, you know, men would not be as quick to allow their body parts to be removed, right? It was like, doctor, you want to do what to my what? No, I'm sorry. Do I have cancer? No. Then you're not coming near them, right? And I want women to say, no. If there's no cancer, and even if there is, there may be other strategies. But let's look at that as a last resort, as opposed to what, you know, listen, I can't get into Angelina's head about this, but we've been critical of her because she's an example for other women. And I don't want her to lead them astray. So if, at least she's saying, don't do what I do. Maybe, I don't know if she's doing that, but for me, it's a great concern when they start taking away body parts that are perfectly fine and healthy based on genetic mutations that may or may not manifest as cancer.
Right, and it's the last thing that I would do or recommend other people to do. I would recommend choosing the other route first, keeping the body alkaline, keeping the body healthy, the immune system strong, because it's been proven that if you have an alkaline-rich body, that cancer cannot survive. So if you are scared that you have those genes, just keep yourself in a healthy state, and then you don't have to cut your body apart.
Well, exactly. Eating cleaner foods makes a difference. We talked about, I think I may even mention on your show, because somebody had called in about a thyroid issue. I talked about iodine, and it occurred to me because I was doing a masterclass teaching with Dr. Jonathan Wright in England. And one of the things he reminded us here on the show, which I've covered before with my good friend Christopher Barr, is the use of iodine. Of course, supplementally, topically, but even vaginally to prevent or reverse breast cancer and fibrocystic breast disease. And specifically because the receptors there in the female system are so just ready and connected that it's able to reverse breast tissue issues very rapidly by delivering iodine in that form. So there are many things that can be done long before you would ever have to resort to something so extreme as cutting.
Exactly. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. Liana Warner Gray is with us. TheEarthDiet.com is one of the places you can go. Hay House Radio, I have it linked up. In fact, if you go to the notes today at robertscottbell.com, you can see Liana. We have her link to her weekly radio show, which is also archived, so they can probably listen to us after the show tonight.
They can, yep. Yeah. Anytime.
Is it that fast? Do they put it up that fast?
It should be up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. So you can go listen to what we chatted about on her show as well. And go out and pick up her book and mine, Unlock the Power to Heal, with Ty Bollinger. He'll be joining us next hour.
Woo.
Yeah, as we go way, way, way outside the box. Listen, we got some questions of the day. Liana will help me answer as well. Also, a petition out of your country, Australia. Do they want to ban the Australian funnel spider? No. This is about something more dangerous than that. We'll get to it.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell. Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Perfect.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, where are we going to be? We just added a couple of dates up on the website at robertscottbell.com in the show notes today. As Super Don tickles the keyboards where he is in Oregon. And so, Leanna Werner Gray is standing right next to me. She's got the bright, shining light. I've got a suntan just from hanging out with Leanna right now. And she didn't bring anything dangerous from Australia, just some raw organic chocolate, I think you brought me, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Your pre-birthday chocolate.
Yes.
You are
yes.
getting some serious.
I cut that off my loaf for you.
Did you really? You're, what are you, 18 now, 19, right, coming up?
Yeah, good try. I'm turning 28.
28.
Yeah. I passed the 27s. Woo.
Let's see, 28. How do you say that in German? Is that 8? I don't remember. I'll have to ask my wife. Unlock the power to heal with RSB and TMB at Food and Thought in Naples, Florida. We're back in Naples, this time with TMB, Double Dangerous, as we unlock your power to heal Friday, May 15th. So all of our friends down in Southwest Florida, or if you're in Southeast Florida, hit across Alligator Alley and come see us. Maybe we can see the Haleys from Aloe One coming out May 15th, and that'll be a great event Friday evening. Also, we're broadcasting live and lecturing. I am at Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs, Florida. That's outside of Orlando. That's April 29th, a Wednesday. Wednesday evening, I'll be live from there the first hour, and TMB is going to have to take over the second hour because I'm going to lecture there that evening at Hoover's in Altamont Springs. Nature Time's coming up in Syracuse, New York, April 19th. My gosh, there's so much. That's even before that one. This is coming up in less than 2 weeks. Autism One in Chicago, May 20th through the 24th. AutismOne.org. We look forward to seeing all of our friends and families coming together at Autism One. This is an extraordinary event. And if you used to go to the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago every year, come to the Autism One. There's a lot of similar presentations, and you will be enriched by the experience. So look forward to seeing you all there. Do you have any updates on events that you're going to be at that we should let everybody know? Any more book signings or anything? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
But. Yes, actually. So in Denver, April 24th, 25th, 26th, I'll be at the Hay House I Can Do It event, which is at the Denver Convention Center. And then the week after that, I'll be doing a book signing in Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder.
And the Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. What can I say? You've got a voice that is just so much fun. So we make fun because we love you. So let's see. We've got to go to questions. They're coming in through the website at robertscottbell.com.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, questions of the day coming in. Still trying to catch up from my trip to London. You were just in London, too, a little bit ago, weren't you?
I was, yep.
Yeah. We'll have to compare notes, what we saw there and what we did there. But this one is interesting because it's coming from up the road, and you were just there, in fact. Let's see. This person is, his name, Mark. Mark writes, he says, I have no clue how to contact you. Sorry. Thought you were in Orlando. We're in Ocala. We met you at Paul Neeson's Raw Food Retreat. That was down in the West Palm Beach area a couple of months ago. It was great. Paul's a wonderful man. I bought my book, Unlock the Power to Heal. He says, hoped we'd contact you for a reference of anyone you might know in the general area of Ocala, Florida. My wife would like a doctor. We don't trust any. We hope to find a word-of-mouth referral of an integrated doctor, licensed or not. We're rejecting crap doctoring. And in parenthesis, chemo. Isn't that interesting?
Crap doctoring.
Crap doctoring. what I find interesting here, Leanna, is licensed or not. Mm. What does that tell you about where people are now in terms of reaching out for healing. Like you said, health coaches. Is a license a guarantee that someone knows how to help you? In fact, a license may be a license to harm you. So, yes, you have to be very careful. And, Mark, I appreciate your insight there in saying it that way. But he says, I would sure like to find someone smarter than we are to ask questions of. Not you and me, I guess. Smarter than us. No, he's just talking about them. But, no, you're as smart as you can be if you use your gut intuition. Heal that gut and you'll know what to do. Even if you could give us a referral of someone who could give us a referral. Thanks, Mark. Now, Liana, I just happen to know that you might know a medical doctor who's holistically minded and integrative, internal medicine, I think, in, guess where?
Ocala,
Florida. Are you kidding me? How perfect the timing is here. So, Mark,
incredible.
If you're listening, I want you to let us know, who is this doctor? How do you know him?
Okay, Mark. Well, this is great timing. So I actually have a really good friend in Ocala, and he happens to be a medical doctor, but he really supports natural lifestyle and healing alternatively and naturally. So you can go to him. And he has his medical license, but he will tell you to get nutrition every day and start juicing. He's a big advocate of the Earth diet, and so would definitely recommend checking him out. And that's Dr. David Kuhn, and his website is thcmc.com. So, and Robert should say that as well.
THCMC.com, THCMC.com. And it's Dr. David Kuhn, or Kuhn, depending, Trinity Healthcare Medical Center. And I understand that his wife is a friend of yours, and she's also one of your health coaches.
Yes. So his wife is Susie, and Susie is a health coach, and she was actually just on my radio show giving a health coach tip of the week. And yeah, she's a brilliant health coach.
So good options for you right there in Ocala. And I'll let you know, folks, you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, live on the air 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. If we can't get to your calls live on the air, we do check the messages. If you leave a phone number, I can't promise you I call everybody back, but there are certain times where, let me just say it this way, the spirit moves me and I do need to call and reach out to you. So don't be bashful about doing that, but be patient, because I do get a lot of calls and I do try to respond as I am able to in going forward. How are you managing all the people reaching out to you? I mean, you got loads of people through Hay House now.
Yeah, I love seeing the full switchboard on the radio show. I just try and answer and speak to as many people on air as possible.
Well, and we did that today a little bit. You were loaded up in that regard. So we're glad to connect and hear from all of y'all. Again, whether we're live or if you go through the website at robertscottbell.com. We do have some more Australian news. I'm not sure if somebody's listening on the line there, Daniel. I just noticed I opened the stack. If there's somebody calling, let me know. You talk to my ear. Otherwise, we'll carry on. It could be someone just listening through the lines that way. But in Australia, evidently, there's a movement like here in the United States now to remove the exemptions to vaccination, which is really an affront to any level of those who love liberty, who love freedom, health freedom. Super Don, do you have the link to that petition? I don't see it online yet, but I want to talk about it, because the Aussies, on some level, fun-loving, freedom-loving bunch. They don't like to be told what to do. Yet the government, there are certain elements within the government, I don't think it's all Aussies, are really fighting hard against health freedom. You know, the freedom to know the things we like to talk about here on this show. We have a lot of fans down under. And your experience in Australia with the folks, your friends, your family down there, is there any sense of concern that you ran into, or was it a whole different segment of the population when you were down there?
Well, the food is typically cleaner, and so whatever people are eating, they seem to have a lot less chemicals going through their system. But I did notice how much gluten that is in a lot of the foods
there gluten, yeah.
In Australia. And so I could see a gluten overdose happening with a lot of people. But, yeah, I mean, I was surprised because I hadn't been back for 3 years. It was 3 years since I went back. And when I went back, I had noticed a lot bigger people, heavier people, overweight. And I don't think people realize why they're gaining weight. They don't realize that it's in the food and in the gluten and the chemicals. And so it is interesting because Australians are laid back, but they do like to watch us, what we're doing here in America, and want to learn, you know, what we're doing and learn the latest on the health news.
Right. Well, in this case, I do have the link. Super Don will blast it out through Twitter and Facebook as well. We'll make sure it's included in the notes for all of our Down Under listeners. And it relates, it's a change.org petition. It says, don't punish parents for making an informed choice about their children's health. All parents deserve to make an uncoerced choice. And they're petitioning the Federal Minister of Social Services, Minister Scott Morrison, down in Australia right now, because they're trying to remove the freedom to choose. Now, if there is a potential for harm, potential for death, there has to be a choice. This is not something that, even if you believe in vaccines, that it comes without risk. Even people that promote them know, and if they don't, there's nothing I can do to help them, that there is a risk inherent. In fact, it's been acknowledged by our own Supreme Court and those in the government here in the United States that vaccines are inherently unsafe, which is why they were removed from liability. And that is, in 1986, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was passed and then put into place a couple of years later, established a liability-free vaccine industry. As long as it was part of the childhood schedule, if your child was injured or even killed, you couldn't sue the manufacturer of the vaccine. You had to petition the vaccine court. And I don't know if there's something like that in Australia, but it's horrendous, it's horrific. And again, even if I'm not a fan of the way vaccines are done today, I'm not out there trying to tell you what to do. I want you to have the freedom to have all of the information so that you can make a fully informed choice. And I think the people down under, your fellow countrymen and women, are asking for the same thing with this petition.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a friend in Australia and they chose not to vaccinate their children and were given a bit of a hard time from the school system and some other people. So The more people that are aware of it, the better.
Yeah, and in my experience as a homeopath, much less a dad over the years of having children, parents bringing children to me and asking questions, the healthiest children I have ever seen, and it's consistent even today, were the ones who were not vaccinated, who had limited or no antibiotics in their life. And these kids were healthy, they were vital. Didn't mean they never got sick, but when they did, it was very fast. They got over it, and they were good to go. And then that was it. Now we have chronic lingering as asthma, digestive disorders, skin rashes, musculoskeletal inflammation, autoimmune diseases. Just horrific what we're seeing. Gastrointestinal diseases to the point where they're butchering and pulling out the intestines or colon of these children, so in teenagers. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And everyone should ask, what is the ingredients in the vaccinations? Why is this meant to make us better and stronger? So when you find out what's actually in the vaccinations, you might think twice about actually putting them into your body or your children's body.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, these are the things we'd urge you to be. And I think the listening audience here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, maybe you're new, pretty much aware of a lot of this. But I don't want to assume that sometimes we'll rehash some old territory for the new listeners as well. And if you're not sure about these things, you can read about them in Unlock the Power to Heal, as well as Liana's book, The Earth Diet, which is really going back to basics. As we know, it doesn't take a PhD in even in nutrition to figure out that if it's not from the earth, it might not be also good. Now, somebody would say, well, it is from the earth. They take the oil out of the earth and they manipulate the chemicals and then they sell it back to you, preservatives and flavorings and pesticides. Yeah, okay. It's an argument that is altered by man to such a degree that it's a very arrogant thing to believe that you can make such shifts and changes to the food and have no unintended consequences.
Absolutely. There's consequences to everything we eat, whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you in a young body growing, how old now did you say? I don't know.
28 tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're not. You're 18. But, yeah, to have something like you had a cancerous type growth at a younger age, in your teens, in fact, tells you a lot about where children, kids are today. We've got a lot of work to get them back to health. And that's a big part of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Leanna Word of Gray is going to stick around one more segment, and then she's got to run. We got Ty Bollinger coming up. There's an all-points bulletin out for, we'll tell you who. Be on the lookout. Also, a post office stamp we're going to talk about after this.
Would you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSB. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Do they play Seattle grunge music on the Hay House radio show? I bet they don't.
No,
I think we're
not
shocking your listeners. You think they'll be okay?
Different kind of vibe.
Different vibe, I know. We're loving it. And Liana's balancing out the raw masculinity of Super Don and RSB on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Doing a wonderful job of it, I might add.
Thank you.
Yes, shining out pre-birthday. Happy birthday. Still can't believe you're 28.
Woo-hoo.
No, not real. Okay. Anyway, well, we've got some interesting news about postage stamps. Are they big deals? Do they roll out postage stamps in Australia with famous people, you know, in honor, maybe famous Australians or Aboriginals or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, like, the Royals, Aboriginals, some famous bush flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would like to see them do bush medicine. That would be awesome.
Ooh,
bush medicine.
Yeah.
That, or earth diet stamps. That would be fun. But evidently they rolled out a Maya Angelou stamp. Was this done here in the United States or in England? Because I know the Telegraph covered this. The famous poet Maya Angelou, Super Don?
Yeah, this actually is a commemorative stamp released by the United States Postal Service.
Well, that explains it then, right?
Yeah.
So they released this thing. And the quote on it, and it's got a picture of Maya Angelou, who I think she recently passed away, says, "A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer. It sings because it has a song." Well, I mean, if you don't know Maya Angelou really well, you go, oh, that's a nice little quote. But it turns out it's not hers. It's somebody else's, a poet named Joan Walsh Anglin. Somebody in quality control at the USPS really goofed on this one.
Totally.
Hmm. But it gets worse. On Twitter, they picked up on the theme. As it is now, the whole world responds by Twitter, and they started creating new memes and new quotes for Maya Angelou. And some of them are rather funny. One says, "One does not simply walk into Mordor." So, as if Maya Angelou wrote The Lord of the Rings. Now, that's one of the ones that's going around. Let me see if there are any other ones that are very... Beans, the musical fruit, the more you eat...
The more you toot.
Yes, you know that one, right?
That sounds just like Maya Angelou. I know she said that
one. You know she said that to her grandkids, maybe. But evidently, the USPS is getting some grief over it, but the world is making laughter happen. And I like it. We talked about laughter. You know, laugh a lot. I think this is very funny.
Now, laughter for healing.
Laughter for healing. Super Don, you made a couple of quotes for Maya Angelou. One, she's now saying, "The power to heal is yours." I like that one.
Ooh, good one,
I like
Maya.
That one.
She can have that. This one, TMB is going to like. It says, Maya Angelou is quoted as saying, "No, I'm sorry, Robert, I haven't read the article." That would be Dr. Rasha Bittar, wouldn't it? Yeah, that was definitely not Maya Angelou. So, very, very funny. So, anyway, a little lighthearted look at collectible stamps. I'm sure that's going to be a collector's edition one day if it isn't already. Now, in terms of all points bulletins, you know, there's a big, you know, what do they call it? On the lookout? Are you on the lookout? Is it somebody missing, Super Don? What is it? What's going on out in Santa Cruz? Is it a bank robbery or something?
Yeah, you know, there's a bank robber apparently out in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
You know, Santa Cruz, that's one of my old stomping grounds. I used to spend a lot of time down there. Great, mm-hmm. great coastal city there. A lot of surfing and stuff.
Earth muffins,
anyway,
crunchy
yeah.
granola.
Apparently, they put out an all points bulletin trying to find. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes.
What is that?
Yes,
there's a
bank robber who's been dubbed the name Mrs. Doubtfire Bank Robbery Suspect.
Really? Well, we have it on good authority that there, you know, are, it's kind of like in England where I was in London. There are microphones on every street. There are cameras on every street. Evidently in Santa Cruz, they're looking at Big Brother, and they've overheard someone who they think is this Mrs. Doubtfire hanging out by a pool, a swimming pool in Santa Cruz. And we have the audio right now.
Oh, sir, I saw it. Some angry member of the kitchen staff. Did you not tip him? Oh, the terrorists, they ran that way. It was a run by fruiting.
How appropriate that is for the Earth diet, a run by fruiting.
Love it. Anything that says fruit.
Hello, it's Mrs. Doubtfire on the run, on the lam, Robin Banks. Listen, you can print your own money like the Federal Reserve. Why not? They do it. But no, your best bet, you know how to print money? Grow your own food.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah? I mean...
That's a stamp.
That's it right there. Grow your own food, and you will be in better shape than 99% of the neighbors out there, which we encourage also to grow their own food so they don't come and steal yours when the zombie apocalypse hits. Be ready,
yeah,
right?
Okay, be ready. Grow your own food.
Grow your own food. Get the Earth Diet. Right?
Where Thanks so much. Yeah. TheEarthDiet.com.
Right? And get Unlock the Power to Heal and stick around. We've got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go way, way, way outside the box together. And we have a special guest because TMB is going to be out and about in Troy, Michigan coming up soon. We want to let you know about that. So thank you, Leona Werner Gray.
Thank you so much for having me on again, Robert
Happy
Scott Bell.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You know what? You know what? The power to heal is yours.
It is. Thank you.
All right. Be back in a moment. Thank you, Leona.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
TMB, my brother.
RSB, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I've been missing you. I had the balance out of our raw masculine energy tonight with Leona Werner Gray. Now I'm glad to have my brother with me, and now we can go, grr, and make growling noises for the next hour.
Go outside the mailbox here.
That's right, outside the mailbox. What's in the mailbox? And of course, when we do it, we walk out in our underwear and black socks or something strange like that, embarrassing everybody in the family.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you're back from the land of growth. Oh, tell us a little bit about your visit.
Oh, you mean to jolly old England?
Yeah, talk about it a little bit. We never really got a chance to discuss your visit too much.
Oh, that is true. It's interesting. You know, when I was there for the Alliance for Natural Health in yeah. Europe and the UK, and great folks. You met Dr. Rob Burkirk and also Melanie Aldridge.
Yeah.
At the Sacred Fire of Liberty event. And they invited me to speak and moderate a healthcare crisis think tank. And, you know, there they have a form of socialized medicine known as the National Health Service, NHS. And it is very close to bankruptcy. Now, there are 1.7 million employees, and I can't remember now if that's the fifth, sixth, or seventh largest employer on planet Earth, but it's right up there in the top 10. It's bloated, it's top-heavy, and there's not much holistic medicine that is allowed. And they are targeting homeopathy and other things. And so this event was about bringing up these other strategies for real healthcare reform so that healthcare can be put back into the healthcare system. And it's similar to what we've got going on here, TMB, except we're not fully socialized. But with Obamacare, all it does is mandate participation in a system that has nothing to do with caring for your health and everything to do with creating disease, managing disease, perpetuating disease, and making you dependent upon FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs to the profit of those manufacturers, but much to the detriment of your good health.
I'm glad that you were able to share that just now, because I didn't really know what your purpose was over there. I knew that you were speaking, but that's very interesting, RSB, that they're, you know, they're having the same issues globally, aren't we?
Yes. Anywhere they've embraced big pharma as the basis for healthcare, whether it's socialized or capitalistic, it's been a disaster and it's bankrupting countries. And the next day, I was honored to participate with Dr. Jonathan Wright. He did a masterclass teaching, and I was able to have about 90 minutes in his day to educate the doctors and nutritionists there on strategies and protocols I've used for healing, including the famous Silver Aloe Protocol, which is transforming the health of the guts of millions of people around the world now with more information getting out.
You know, that's awesome. Speaking of Dr. Wright, he's a cool little cat, isn't he?
Jonathan Wright's amazing. Yeah. You're going to interview him for the next Quest for the Cures, are you not?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, you know, I interviewed him briefly while we were at the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala last year with Jonathan Emort at that event. And to be honest with you, the background was just so noisy. There was so much going on that night that it just turned out to be almost, you couldn't understand anything he was saying. It was just very, very hard to follow. So we decided not to use it in the Quest for the Cures continues last year. And that, so I'm going to go get a real interview with him with all the camera team and everything and do it right.
Beautiful, beautiful. And last hour I announced that we're going to be reunioning TMB and RSB together again May 15th in Naples, Florida, Southwest Florida, at Food and Thought, thanks to Mike and the gang down there. We're going to have a Friday evening get-together. I'm not sure if Sayer G is going to join us, but he's more than welcome to, as you'll be doing some more events around the country. We've got another guest coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about one such event.
It's actually Thursday, May 14th, not the 15th.
No. What we're doing is Friday night, the 15th.
No, it's the 14th.
It's the 14th? Is that a Friday night?
You don't have now, children. Now, come on. Stop arguing.
It's the men. The men have to do a little bit of, you know, and grab and, you know, that kind of thing.
You don't have it booked already, do you? Because we're supposed to be doing it May 14th.
No, I had it May 15th, so we're going to have to talk about that off the air.
I couldn't talk to you on April Day, man, so I had to do it today. April Fools, it's the 15th.
Oh, man, this is not April Fools.
I just wanted to make you sweat for a second there, buddy. No, you're right. May the 15th, and Friday night there in Naples, we will be together speaking. Hopefully we'll get Sayer out there. I think that Aaron Elizabeth might be coming down.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, and that would be great.
It'll be fun. Good time. And I'm also going to interview you again for the next quest, for the global quest this year. So we'll be eat some of that good organic food at whatever that restaurant is that you talk
about. Yeah, we're going to do even more on the next global quest. There's going to be some extraordinary things that are occurring that I'm very, very excited about. So let's see what else we got going on today. We've got, you know what? We've got some major league things, science. You know, when science comes and breaks through new things that are so obvious, so apparent that we don't know what else to call it, we have to say it's today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Oh, yes, today's moment of duh right here on Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell is brought to you by being uninsured and how that may result in higher costs for cancer chemotherapy drugs. TMB, I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Okay, I've not read the article, but apparently the gist is that if you're uninsured, it might cost you more for chemo than if you had insurance.
Yeah, they're saying chemotherapy fees can be 43 times more for those that are not insured. But what's the cost of having good insurance? If it covers it at 43 times less the price, is that going to be better for you? Not necessarily if you've read Cancer Step Outside the Box.
I've heard a brilliant man, I won't name him, has often said that the worst thing you can have in the United States is health insurance.
Yes, if you missed that, because TMB is warbly today, we're going to make sure we get a better connection next segment. But if you have really good health insurance, the danger of it is that it guarantees that you're going to have every invasive procedure known to medical man. And most of them are quite dangerous. Many of them are unnecessary. And even if they are necessary, they'll end up leading to things that we perceive to be very unnecessary and very dangerous, including the bulk of cancer chemotherapy.
Absolutely, yeah. I guess you couldn't quite hear the first of that, but I said a very noteworthy man once said that, and that was you.
Oh, a noteworthy man. When I hit the notes. What was this last week? You were hosting the Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar. By the way, thank you so much for doing that and doing the 2 hours last week as well while I was in England. And you guys seemed to have a good time, and somehow you got Super Don to play a clip of me singing. I don't know if I like that.
You know, to be honest, I don't remember what got us there, but I sang on the air real briefly, just acting goofy.
Uh-huh.
And then we were talking about whether you ever did that, and then Don pulled up a clip of you actually singing on the air, and we got a good chuckle over it.
Super, Don. What is it you've got, clips of me singing just in your back pocket that you can bring out any moment you want?
I've got clips of everything.
Oh, this is scary.
I am Super Don.
I can never leave town. I can't leave the country anymore because who knows how he'll embarrass me next.
Oh, whatever.
TMB, your son Bryce loves baseball. And there's another moment of Duh's story here that is basically revealing this. And this is going to be a real shocker. So it is a moment of Duh. Maybe it's not. Year-round baseball leads to more youth injuries. Year-round baseball leads to more youth injuries.
Wow. No kidding. Yeah. So if you're more active than not, you're going to injure yourself more. That seems to be self-evident as well. And by the way, Bryce just turned 13 3 days ago, so happy 13th birthday.
Happy birthday, Bryce.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This just in. Year-round school results in more recess. Thank you.
Oh, look at that moment of dying. And the government didn't have to pay for that one, Super Don. Thank you for that.
Wow. You can just make the checks out to Don.
Right away. Oh, by the way, the Quest for the Cures continues. Is the last episode airing tonight, or I just can't follow it? We're getting so close to the end here.
No, it's actually the 10th episode tonight. Day 11 is tomorrow night, and that will be the last episode. And it'll air all the way through Friday night, same time. And then that's it. That'll be the 11 days. So we're getting a great response. Thank you, everybody, for watching and supporting us.
By the way, yes, we have the banner link at robertscadbell.com in the show notes. If you have yet to sign up, free email, just send it in. They'll send you a link. You can watch it. Also, is there still a special deal to get it if those that want to buy it? Is that available still?
Yeah. So if you, once you're watching tonight's episode, they'll send you the link below it. It'll be perfect. So if you want to support the mission and help us to keep our research, our traveling, keep our donations to everybody that's doing the good work, that we do appreciate it if you buy the DVD. And you can do that there on the page as well. And as you said, it's 50% off through Friday night, I believe at 9. 50%
off. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of the 50% off. If you haven't signed in, there's a banner in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. We'll get you right there. You can watch the last few episodes for free starting tonight. You missed some of them, but then again, you can buy the whole series for 50% off through Friday. Take advantage of that. The links are up, and we'll make sure we get them out and blast them out through the social networks as well. I talked to Dr. Daniel Newsom, our good friend, Doc Newsom. He just changed his website to Doc Newsom, DocNuzum. We'll have him on shortly. And he was praising you, TMB. I don't know if your ears were burning earlier, but we were both talking about you because, just extraordinary. And I've said this many times to your face as well as behind your back. What you've done, because of what happened to your family members and your mom and dad, there's no question in my mind that their hearts from heaven are just happy as can be. because of what you've done with the Quest for the Cures, not only the books that you've written and the things that we get to do together. So thank you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that, RSB. I hope that they are, and I think that you're right, and that makes me happy.
Yep, hearts are happy here. Vitamin L is flowing. TMB, RSB, Super D. 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. We'll talk about some respiratory ailments and why they happen in your home when we come back from this break on Outside the Box version of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSB. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, little Ozzy Osbourne coming back in to do the Outside the Box segment with Ty Bollinger, TMB. I don't know if you saw this, but I sent this out yesterday. I found these three, it was a YouTube, three young girls from Mexico. Like a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 9-year-old, something like that, 11-year-old, they were jamming out to Metallica's Enter Sandman. Enter Sandman, these three girls. And then they also do Ozzy Osbourne. But they were such phenomenal musicians at that age, rocking out. I'd never seen anything like it.
I've not seen that. I didn't see that. You said you sent that out yesterday?
Yeah, we did it through the social networks, but it's just so worth it. Even if you're not into heavy metal music, just to see the talent of three young girls from Mexico jamming out. I mean, they also play classical music too, but the point is they love rock and roll. And I thought that was just so amazing.
That, and they have numerous other songs. One of the other ones that I was checking out yesterday was, they were playing, We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. It was awesome.
Oh man.
Do they actually play instruments or not? Are they? Just
No. They're totally. I mean, they could rock out on the. One of them plays.
It's a three-piece band. Lead guitar, bass guitar, and a drummer.
And she drums. She drums phenomenally well. Her she wishes she was as good as Neil Peart, but she's on
and
her
she
way.
She drums and sings too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's awesome.
You got to send that to TMB Super D because he needs to see that.
Here's the problem, as you've already experienced thus far tonight, that with the first segment here, the internet here is horrible, and so I'm so far out in the country here, I can't get cable, I can't get DSL, I don't have any high speed. So what I'm on a Verizon hotspot.
Yeah.
And so there you have it, man. I can't even watch videos. I get charged by data allowance. It's crazy, but here's cable.
We got to get you out and to some seminars, and we will do that, including you April fooled me really good on the date. So, we'll be in Naples April 15th. But also, you know, things like asthma, respiratory distress, other disorders, you know, the medical field would love and the FDA would like to say these are all drug deficiency diseases, and we're not going to allow anything natural, including homeopathy, be used for it. But the reality is many of the things that the FDA or the EPA approves of, for instance, topical cleaners, chlorine bleach that's used in the homes, are facilitating the manifestation, if you will, of these respiratory illnesses in kids. Did you see this story?
I did, yeah. And are you surprised? I mean, you can actually kill someone with chlorine gas, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so are we surprised that it's damaging the lungs if you inhale it? Of course not. And you know, you mentioned something just now about the FDA. I'm wondering, I just had somebody email me today, Robert, about the proposed, you know, limiting of homeopathy. Have you seen any updates on that?
Yeah, we reported the Alliance for Natural Health put out an alert. I'm not sure what's going on at this moment, but we are following it as well. It would take an act of Congress to overturn the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, because unlike dietary supplements, which are sort of tenuous through the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, you really have the pharmacopoeia, the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States is a legally recognized drug listing. And so for them to overturn it, they're going to have an act of Congress. It's not going to be a simple, well, the FDA is changing its mind about it, although okay. I wouldn't put it past them to attempt it. But the point is it's not going to be as easy for them to attack homeopathy. They're going to try, though.
Got it. Yeah, and I was just curious. That's what you told me a few weeks ago. I don't know if there's any kind of an update on it, but that's what I've been telling people, basically, is it's going to take an act of Congress, which is, yeah. It happens occasionally,
it's not likely.
Not too often.
It's not likely, as we've seen many of the states that are proposing to remove all exemptions to vaccination except medical.
Right.
So far, all of the states have failed, but SB 277 in California is teetering on the edge. So any of you of our listeners that live in California, you better rally, because you might lose the exemption. If that's the case, move out. Get out of California.
Yeah, that's nuts if they take that away. I mean, that's just complete medical tyranny. It's just it's like living in Stalin's Russia. This is nuts that this is actually being considered in states to remove the exemption. This is a matter of just liberty.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, real quick, getting back to the respiratory ailments, we've mentioned this before. Our good friend Bill Tuss from Orange TKO, orangetko.net. This is dilimenine from the orange peel. It smells great. If you inhale it, you're not going to be harmed. In fact, you're going to feel great. There's oxygen in it.
And yes, yeah. RSB did actually taste it.
I did taste it. You saw me when we were together in Atlanta for that conference.
Atlanta, yeah.
But, yeah, I would recommend something like that. There are a lot of other natural cleaners. You don't need to resort to chlorine bleach. I understand why sometimes you do, but please wear appropriate gas mask if you do so you don't harm your lungs. All right, we're going to take a break. Bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by a friend of TMB, Ethan Fox, from the Awake and Empower Expo happening in Michigan, in Troy, Michigan, coming up pretty soon. And we're going to find out when and where you're going to get to see TMB.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, TMB is hitting the road. We talked about where we're going to be together May the 15th in Naples, Florida. That's at Food and Thought. But Ty Bollinger is going to be up at the Awake and Empowered Expo in Troy, Michigan. And I believe that's April 24th through the 26th. He'll be there one of those days at least. And I'm hoping Marlon Glennon family will see you there as well. I miss them.
Yeah, they are supposed to be coming up there to see me. They live in Detroit. It's about 45 minutes from Detroit to Troy.
Okay.
And so that they're going to come there. I'm just going to be there Saturday, Sunday, whatever day those are, 25th, 26th, I think, of April. But
yeah, Troy, Michigan is what? Detroit without the D and the T. Troy, Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's about a 45-minute drive away. It's not too bad if you live in the Detroit area. So if you're up in that area, if you're close enough to Troy to drive, I encourage you to come on out. It's going to be a good conference. I think it goes Friday through Sunday. And I'll be, there's a kind of a neat deal with speakers, an event on Saturday night.
And then I'll be on some kind of a Q&A panel Sunday morning. And then I speak, I think, Sunday afternoon at 3. So if you're in that area, come on out. And Marlon and the family are going to be coming up there hopefully to see me as well. I'm hoping to get hook up with them there.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, in fact, when I was flying back from London, I flew through Detroit and I almost got bumped coming home. And I left a message for Marlon, Glenn, and family. I said, Marlon, if I get bumped, I'm calling you. I'm coming for dinner. And he wasn't there, but he texted me later after I got home, said, come on down. So I missed them. Hopefully, maybe they'll come and see me at the Autism One conference in, well, that's about a week afterwards. It's May 20th through 24th in Chicago. So after the Troy event, if they're not too tired out from seeing TMB, they'll come and see RSB.
Now, you said it's May 21st?
May 20th through 24th is the week of Autism One in Chicago.
Okay, so it's the week after we'll be down in Florida with you.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Thank you. That's where it is. I'm just confused with all these things. So, 3-day expo. I'm looking at who else is going to be there. Of course, Ethan Fox, we're hoping to hear from him if we can. He's a spiritual teacher and founder of the Flower of Life Center for Human Evolution and the Awake and Empowered Expo, which is where you're going to be. There's some cool speakers. Let's see. Dr. Edward Group. Didn't you have him in the Quest for the Cures?
We don't.
He should be in there.
Well, he may end up being there after I end up talking to him up in Detroit or in Troy.
Yeah, no, he's a cool guy. He's a smart guy.
Yeah. So we're gonna have some fun up there. And I can't remember the other speakers. I don't have.
I've got in front of me. I'm looking at some guy named Ty Bollinger. I don't know how he got in there, but
some goofy dude.
He looks goofy, but no, he's actually dressed pretty smart in a suit and a tie, not like your cut off t-shirts as usual. So.
Not like my medical issue blood sugar t-shirt.
Yeah, you're not fooling me, buddy.
No, that was that white cutoff shirt is the one that I was wearing that night that we got into Braves Stadium. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Yes, that was classic. And they let us in anyway. But again, that was Georgia. What do you want? We're all rednecks in Georgia. Although Atlanta sort of likes to think of itself as sophisticated. But that was, still great memories from there. I wonder if there's ever going to be another Healing Strong event in Atlanta with our folks there, because that was just such a nice, warm, loving crowd.
Yeah. I think they're planning on it next year. I talked to Susie. Healing Strong was one of the charities that we were fortunate enough to be able to donate to this last year. And when we had Susie down in Austin for that ceremony, I talked to her. And they are planning on doing a Healing Strong next year. They were thinking about it this year, but I don't think it's going to come through. So probably next September 2016.
Yeah, if you've never put on an event, I mean, it's a big dog and deal. It's not easy to do it right. And unless you're set up to do that almost like a full-time profession, it is absolutely exhausting. And many of these events do not turn a profit. They're just hoping to break even. And of course, with the work that you've done, Ty, with the Quest for the Cures, you're able to bring in money to donate back to these good groups that are doing genuinely good, heartfelt healing work and connecting people in all the right ways. And it's making a lot of these things possible.
Yeah, it's real. It's a blessing to be in the middle of that and be able to help people. That's our entire goal with the whole mission, is just to help people and to spread the word just like you're doing. And to let people know that the power to heal is theirs.
Exactly. So the topic when you're going to be at the Awake and Empowered Expo, and by the way, we have it linked up in the show notes, awakeandempoweredexpo.com. Do you have a particular topic that they've asked you to speak on?
I'm just giving the speech that I give normally on cancer. It's called Cancer Unplugged from the Matrix. And so I'll be giving that lecture. It always, I kind of go by a rough guideline. It changes every time, but that'll be the one that I go into the history of the AMA, the Flexner Report, the Rockefellers, the big three that don't work. And then we go into the ones that do work, talk about detoxification, healing the gut, all these good things.
Nice. Well, I was on the Jerry Doyle show the other night, and Jerry is so kind. He just plugs Unlock the Power to Heal, our book together. He says, the must-read health book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Every time I'm on, he's so awesome about promoting it.
That's awesome. Well, that's really nice of him. He really is stepping outside the box on a lot of issues, isn't he?
He really is. I tell you what, and I know he's taking some heat for it, but he's a guy that's willing to stand up for what's right. I know we this is kind of an unscheduled, unscripted segment. Not that we script anything, but sometimes we'll have a plan for what we want to talk about if Ethan doesn't show up. But again, I want everybody to go see TMB if you can in the Detroit area, 45 minutes outside of Troy, and that's the Awaken Empowered Expo.
Hotel. It's at
the what hotel?
Hotel in Troy, the Met.
The Met. All right, let me see if I, hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. Short for Metropolitan, I assume, but the Met Hotel in Troy is where the conference is. So I'd love to see anybody up there in that area. That'd be really cool to come shake your hand.
It would be awesome. Now, if we can get a moment to political healing, yesterday on the show we covered Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son, senator from Kentucky, announcing to run for president. Now, we don't get overly involved in politics because I know there's a limitation to what can be done in that realm, but there are people that they're following their bliss. They feel very strongly about participating in that way. I don't discount that at all. I want you to follow your bliss if you want to participate in the discussion, because certainly the political world is affecting all of us as they take away our freedoms. I don't know if the establishment's going to allow Rand Paul to succeed, even if the people wanted, like the people wanted his dad to do. But at the same time, the discussion's going to continue. More people are going to be exposed to the message of liberty through Rand Paul, I believe, in this election cycle.
I do too. I do too. You know, I hear a lot of people say he ain't his daddy, and you know, he's not. There's a lot of things that I agreed with Ron on that I don't agree with Rand on. But I tell you what, he's out there sticking his neck out, trying to fight for liberty the best that he knows how at this point, and trying to teach people about these principles the best he knows how. And so I got to give it to him. You can always nitpick somebody apart.
Yeah.
You can always find areas that you would disagree with them or that you think they're doing it wrong. And, you know, of course, I've got those with him just like I do with anybody. I don't agree with anybody completely, but, I like the guy, actually. I think he's a genuine guy.
Yeah, and he stood up on the issue of freedom of choice for parents on the vaccine issue. He's acknowledged there are injuries that occur there, and they've tried to back him down on that. So I think that's an important voice for the families out there. Even though he claims as a physician to be pro-vaccine, I wouldn't expect him to do otherwise, or else they'd shellac him and shred him and spit him out.
Sure.
But at the same time, he does stand up for the freedom of the parents to choose, which is important because not all of the Republicans do.
Yeah, I agree. And there's certain issues that you're not going to ever get a real an honest response from some people on. And it's because, like you just said, they'll shellac you if you do. And so, there's issues that I may actually agree with him on that he's not letting people know about at this point. And, unfortunately, you have to kind of play the game to an extent to have a shot. And so, I honestly think there may be a few things that he's going to, if he were to be elected, that he'd do differently than he might be saying right now, because, just can't get in if you cross the line on certain areas.
No, I agree. So we'll see. We'll keep watching it. That's the political healing aspect of what we do in our commentary here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And TMB, appreciate you. We've got a question of the day just came into the website at robertscottbell.com from Jen. She says, hello, RSB and Super Don at TMB. I'm so thankful for you guys and all you're doing to help people like me learn to take care of ourselves and our families. I watched Quest for the Cures when a friend was diagnosed with cervical cancer. Little did I know that a couple of months later, I would be diagnosed with breast cancer. I chose to have a lumpectomy, though they pushed for mastectomy, but refused to have anything to do with chemo, radiation, and or tamoxifen. I'm currently working with a certified nutritionist who has great success with cancer patients. I'm doing a bunch of liver cleansing and a full protocol to turn around the estrogen train, pouring in good nutrition, detoxifying, building up my immune system, and keeping the cancer at bay. But, she says, I had a pre-existing uterine fibroids and ovarian cysts that are still there. Not getting bigger, but not dissolving. I really don't want to do surgery and have been researching how to shrink uterine fibroids naturally. I've come across some of the info on using enzymes called seropeptase and also castor oil packs to shrink fibroids and cysts. I'd love to know your thoughts and recommendations on the best way to get rid of these fibroids and cysts without surgery. Thank you, Jen. All right, TMB, you got any thoughts? Did we stump the band? Did I lose TMB? Okay, we just lost TMB. Oh my gosh. That was like right at like a crescendo moment.
Perfect. Yeah.
Not perfect. Well, listen, what I'm going to say to Jen and see if we can get Ty back on the line, is the iodine. I talk about the intravaginal use of the iodine. Very, very helpful for fibrocystic breast disease, but also other areas of function specific to the iodine receptors in the female system. So I think that would be very important. Also, the hormonal changes formula from Dr. Christopher's is excellent in dealing with endocrine disruptions. And there are homeopathic formulations from King Bio that address female specific function. And you can contact King Bio at 800-543-3245. Do we have TMB back?
I'm back. Okay. Man. Sorry, I don't know what happened, but the call dropped.
And somebody didn't want you to say what you were going to say, but I want you to say it because Jen needs some help.
Okay, you know, when you were still talking about Sarah Petface right as the call dropped. So what was her question? I didn't hear.
Well, she was just asking if there are any other recommendations to deal with the fibroids and cysts because she doesn't want to do surgery.
Sure. Yeah, that's probably the best recommendation is to get some kind of a proteolytic protein digesting enzyme that has serapeptase because serapeptase can digest the fibroids. It can digest fibrin, scar tissue. And so I would recommend that. That's what I typically do without recommending it. Of course, I'm not a doctor. I can't recommend it. But if that were me or my wife, yeah, that's what we would do.
Absolutely. And we talk about increasing selenium levels. I mentioned iodine. Also remember silica. Silica for connective tissue integrity prevents or makes it a lot harder for cancer to metastasize. A lot of that's listed in our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal. We're going to continue to do that after this break. What happens if a cop gets together on Instagram with Snoop Doggy Dog? We're going to find out if a psychiatrist is involved with this one. TMB RSB coming back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Well, just in case you didn't know where you were today with TMB and RSB and Super D, it's Outside the Box. And we've got one last segment to go. We've got another question before we get to Snoop Dogg, TMB. Sandra says she's been watching your excellent series on the truth about cancer. Each segment is outstanding, but my friends and I have a question that we hope you can elaborate on. It was briefly discussed that tamoxifen given to women who have breast cancer actually causes cancer. Can you tell us where the doctor got this information? Where can we find this in written form? It's truly horrifying news, as every woman we knows someone who had breast cancer and has been told to take this. Tamoxifen is a standard procedure. So help her out, TMB. Where is this found?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you for watching The Quest for the Cures, and we appreciate everybody that's out there supporting us. That's actually, there were several different doctors that I interviewed that shared that same factoid, and that's actually from World Health Organization, 1996, they declared tamoxifen to be a class A carcinogen, which means that it is a member of the group of compounds that is the most cancer-causing that we know of, class A. And so that's the World Health Organization declared it to be a known carcinogen in 1996. And it even says on the package insert that it has been shown to cause other types of cancer, such as ovarian cancer and cervical cancer. So that's where they got that back.
Also, my good friend Shane Ellison, the People's Chemist, he's got a book called Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. He was actually one of the research chemists actually working on the development of tamoxifen. And when he found out exactly what was revealed as well in The Truth About Cancer, that tamoxifen causes cancer, he quit. He says, I cannot do this. I cannot stomach this. And he wrote a book about it. And in fact, so if you look up Shane Ellison, the People's Chemist, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, he'll talk about it and reference it in there as well. So,
They know. They know this. Yeah. The manufacturers know this.
Yeah, it actually was found out from within. So the fact that they're still selling it is unconscionable, but it tells you the demonic nature of these chemotherapy companies that they're willing to do this. Now, not so demonic. Cannabis cures. We talk about cannabis curing cancer. You can't access it. It reverses brain cancer. Many other forms, and we talk about it in our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal, the different forms of cannabis. But a Texas cop has now been forced into counseling because he Instagrammed with somebody named Snoop Dogg or Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Wow. That's funny. That makes me think of an old ABBA song.
Well, which one?
You remember Snooper Trooper?
Oh, Snooper Trooper. Yeah, that's right. The old ABBA song. But, incredible that just the mere interaction with someone like Snoop Dogg, who's been utilizing the plant recreationally. Okay, we might not use it that way. But our belief in freedom to utilize plants of creation is, as a grown adult, he's got an option to do it. And
Let me tell you something, Robert. I would much rather encounter somebody that had been partaking in cannabis than somebody that was hammered drunk.
And, absolutely, yes.
I mean, that's just not even a comparison. You know, let's not judge people if they are of the persuasion that partake in hemp, like that they're some kind of a criminal compared to somebody that goes out and gets smashed drunk and beats their wife. Come on.
Yeah. No, it isn't the same. It absolutely
isn't. It's a double standard. It's a double standard because I guarantee you they wouldn't have done anything to the trooper if he had corresponded with somebody that's a known alcoholic.
Right, you're right.
There.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing. We've still got a long way to go to change the consciousness out there, and it only happens one person at a time.
One really quick note.
Yeah.
They actually found somebody, I believe, like the chief of police, and I'll have to verify this, but I just heard this.
Yeah.
That a few years prior had posed and taken a picture with Willie Nelson.
Really? And they didn't make him undergo counseling?
No counseling, no.
Imagine that. Yeah.
So now we have the racial aspect of it as well.
Yeah, no, that could be the case as well. Listen, we're about out of time. TMB, RSB, Super D signing off. We've got a power-packed show tomorrow with Jonathan Ebord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, so stick around for that. And TMB is, again, going to be out at a conference that you want to know, the Awaken Empowered Expo. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to be together May 15th in Naples, Florida. You trickster, you TMB.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm glad I got a chance to do at least one April Fool's joke on you this year, buddy.
You nailed me, but we're leaving you with this message, and it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.